Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On today. We're going to talk about how to get through the holidays. Three simple steps. But first, I want to remind you, get in on the Big Shiny Holiday Giveaway. Monday night, December 21st, we are going to give away $2,500 worth of gifts of health and happiness. And you can find out more about that at casey.co. or gatheringlove.org. It's called the Big Shiny Holiday Giveaway. Monday night, there's still time to get in on that. We also have a New Year's weekend retreat happening virtually. Casey.co has more about that. And please join us. We're having a ball Sundays at 11 on a free Zoom call. And this coming Sunday at 11, depending on where you're hearing this, it could be today at 11, our topic is acting on our hope. And we'll finish talking about creating a gift to all that is. Sundays at 11, casey.co. So did you know that every Monday afternoon at 2, I sit down and record a Zoom with Nancy L. Johnston, author of Disentangle? Yes, it's like my own private therapy session, but it gets turned into a podcast and turned into a video that you can watch us both from our homes. This week, I had a Christmas tree growing out of the back of my head. Catch all the videos at casey.co. But Nancy's great, and we decided to, this week, interrupt what we've been talking about to put together this show about getting through the holidays in three simple steps. You know, we're both Nancy and I are sort of, like everybody else, I would imagine, just trying to maneuver a COVID Christmas season, a COVID holiday season. But these tips will help you. And again, I apologize. I got my microphone out of the basement. I just haven't plugged it in yet. So on this Zoom recording, I still sound a little robotic. But Nancy's saying all the important stuff anyway. So on last week's Zoom with Nancy, she told us all about her background and all the letters that come after her name. And this is how she opened up this week.
Last time you asked me about all the letters after my name, blah, da, 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 all my licenses. How did you get into radio 20 years ago?
Oh my gosh. It's so funny that you asked that because that's just what I posted about this week on my Facebook. I was waiting tables. First of all, I was on the Goldilocks plan in college. The first one was too small. The second one was too big. The third one was just right. That was really on the Goldilocks plan. So I wanted to be a writer. I was studying journalism media. But man, these schools were crazy about speech 101. And every time I took a speech class, I won a prize of some sort. No, I literally won prizes.
Yes.
All right, maybe I'll talk, maybe I'll write. And I was waiting tables while I'm going to school. And the dishwasher comes out of the kitchen. Aghast, agog. Do you see who's at table one? I'm like, yeah, he's here every Sunday night. He likes his burgers well done. He says, that's Jerry Desmond, the morning man from the radio station. You need an internship for college. Go ask, introduce yourself. And I did.
Yes.
Introduced myself because of this young man's enthusiasm. I'm like, how am I going to go back in the kitchen, and face him if I don't introduce myself to the radio
right,
man?
Right.
And I did, and I introduced myself. He gave me an internship. 3 months later, hired me. I worked 7 years on his station. It was an AM station in Peekskill. Then they kicked me across the hall to the FM station, where I have been, except for 1 year in New York City, I've been ever since.
Wow. That story to me is about spirituality that we talk about. It's about angels. It's about the flow of life. It's whatever the language our listeners may. That person who came out and said, you should go introduce, was this incredible gift, it sounds like to me, Casey.
And I say to people all the time, let your sparks fly. When you're excited, be excited. It was his spark that made me do it. I would have never done it ever otherwise. Never.
Right. As we move toward talking about holidays and you, let's remember to notice who may surprisingly present themselves to us with enthusiasm, whether it's in, physical space or on Zoom or through a note or whatever. I think that's just a really important piece of the spirit of the holiday season, really. So, and I love all the prizes you won with the speech making.
I'm embarrassed to say, in my first year of college, I won a speech competition with somebody else's notes. I'm like, oh no, I got to do that speech thing tomorrow. And I said to somebody, we had different teachers, but we were both in speech 101. Can I borrow your notes? I didn't even know what it was about, and I won. I can be very enthusiastic myself, apparently.
Holidays and You is the title. The end you is really important to this, because I know that our emphasis in the show is shining light on you and your relationships. I want to always be highlighting our taking time to connect with ourselves. So this is about holidays and you.
And that piece is so important, because you can learn all kinds of things about self-development. But if you don't use the piece about how do I put it into practice, or how do I bring it inside, this makes it much more valuable.
And hopefully on the path to permanent changes. You know, people do say to me, oh, this paying attention to me is a lot of work. And I never deny it. I cannot make it not a lot of work. But to me, it's really valuable, because we are doing, as we said last week, this neuroplasticity, this helping to change habits and create all of these new highways. Yeah. And so the highways were built with work.
I love this concept. It is hard to keep checking in with yourself, to keep seeing how you feel. That's why it's so easy to focus on somebody else.
Absolutely. And be swept away by it.
Let me focus on their problems. I don't have to think about my own.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Casey. Yeah. Yeah. So I've written down three ideas to try to help keep us focused enough. The first one, Casey, to me, is start with you. I mean, that just builds on what we just said. And so what does that mean for me? It means either as I start my day, or I realize some people do better at the end of a day, but find that time where I step away. And for me, it's I really do check back in with what I'm thinking, how I'm feeling. And I'm also checking in with my list for the day and with my priorities for the day and what my intentions are for the day, as opposed to just putting my feet on the floor and going from the next thing to the next thing to the next thing in somewhat of a hectic way. And then later, at some point in the day, going, oh my gosh, I was supposed to, because at Christmas, I've often described the holidays. I'm going to call it the holidays because I know there are assortment of holidays people are celebrating. So, and I honor that. But in this holiday season, what I say is that we already have the busyness of normal life perking along. Mm-hmm. It doesn't stop. We just add our holiday activities mm-hmm. into it. And so we want to, and I think what I want to add is, even though I'm basically in lockdown still and living very secludedly, I still feel the pressure of Christmas. I may last week have mentioned, you know, I've sent tons of packages and shipping. I'm not going to recount what I've done. All I want to say is, even in our COVID times, mm-hmm. the holidays still are full of stuff that are, and it's easy to lose track of self in all of that. And so after a long detour, I would say that I don't want at the end of the day to go, oh my gosh, I was supposed to, or man, I meant to, it would have sure been nice if I had. I think if I can put myself and connect with myself, and even that actual to-do list, and then visit it periodically. Casey, I find that if I will simply sit down and whether, you know, people are checking things off on their phone or on the list, or just, you know, finding my breath for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe looking at the tree we just set up, maybe appreciating the packages we just wrapped, taking in the note we just wrote to somebody else.
Right.
That's what I mean by start with you.
I have to move my seat because it looks like the top of my tree has grown out of my head. I didn't put the angel on yet. I'm not that far along. Do you write an intention for every day?
I probably do. That I know what the probably is. It's not that I necessarily write it, but I do take time. You know, okay, examples. People love examples. So $150 worth of shipping costs later, I was almost dizzy with running in circles, Casey. I mean, okay, so I got my 9 hours of sleep and I woke up this morning and I do. I take time. Well, I get my coffee going. Mr. O, the cat, gets his special food and the treats, and I sort of just land. And then I do sort through what is it in going on in my orbit today. Our show was a priority, okay? And it in the puzzle of the day is set at the 2 o'clock we do. And then I knew that there were things, because of my almost dizzy with running in circles, that I had left messes. Candles not completely in windows, a wreath not finished being decorated on the front porch, this special project I'm doing with a girlfriend, and then their bill paying and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, well, so those are sort of what I know are on the horizon today. And then I pick some combination of what a priority is and what would be fun and what I would be glad to do.
Well, this is why my life is so screwed up, because I don't do this. I get out of bed at 4 o'clock. I run out of the house. I work all day. I come home. There's dogs and chickens and cats. And
what I hoped it was clear, and it's not obsessive, because what I'm also known for with myself is I make the list and I'll never get through all of that.
Right.
Okay. But you were my priority. Our clients, our customers, our listeners, whatever we want to call you, you all were my priority. I don't know. And then I moved from there. Finishing this project with my friend Sally is sort of like this fun little thing we're doing. Setting up a booth in an antique mall is what we're doing, folks. You know, selling all of my beautiful things for under $10 and doing it all in safe, distant ways. It does feel like I have a handle on things and a clarity on me. And if I start, I know my own internal signs when I've had enough. I mean, they're clearer and clearer as the years go by. I am not hardly concentrating. I may feel irritated. I may feel more irritable. And those are total signs, Casey, to stop and reconnect with me and see where I'm at and what would be useful.
I get the left eye twitch. When my left eye starts twitching, it's like, oh, something's going on.
Casey, that's perfect description.
My big signal is if I am short with a listener. At the radio station, the phones are always ringing.
Yes.
And that's just such a wonderful time to connect. You know, with the listener, just such a wonderful time. And if I find myself losing my patience, if they're going on about a prize they won, they haven't received or whatever, and if I feel myself even just a tiny bit, like, wrap it up, you know, my song's going to run
out. Got it.
I take a day off. I know that if I can't have my best for my priority, you know.
Yes, I do know.
I'm in a bad place.
I do know. Yeah. And what's wonderful is that you know these signs. I mean, and that's one of the things in workshops I try to help, or retreats, I try to help people start thinking like we're talking about here. It is up to us to notice. Otherwise, we are going to snap. We're going to snap at the next family member who walks in the room about why they haven't done such and such, when in fact, we're just askew. As Thich Nhat Hanh says, our thinking is dispersed. I love that word, dispersed. But we're askew and they get it. Maybe they need to do what they need to do. But boy, it's a sign to us to do what you already said.
Yeah. So I love that. Take time for you. Start with you. Number one, start with you. Mm-hmm. Check in with you. I'm going to find a way to find a minute in the morning to check in with me, because I often have no idea what I'm going to do later in the day. Number two, please.
Okay, yes, let things unfold as they will or won't. So I put it, Casey, in that positive way, let things unfold as they will. But I will talk about it. I said that as we were preparing, that Al-Anon has this great expression that they use in our welcome. Our thinking becomes distorted by trying to force solutions. Mm-hmm. So let's just talk about our holidays in this pandemic time. And that almost makes tears come to my eyes to actually just name it, because that's what we're really also addressing here. We'd address these same things, even if it wasn't a pandemic era. And now we need them more than ever. We so want things to be in this holiday season in the traditions that they are. And so that temptation to force things, to make them happen, will be there. In fact, we may even have moments we have forgotten, I do, that it can't be that way, that we cannot even sit down to a meal with people who aren't their family. Just because they're family doesn't mean they're in our bubble. They have a life and are out doing their own thing. So it's, we are going to have to be really mindful to see that what we are able to do and what we are not. And there will be lots we can do within our four walls, and lots we can do with the phone and with the Zooming as well. But I do want to really emphasize lots we can do within our own home. It may be recreating traditions, but some people aren't there able to be with us and being creative about how we can help them be there, even in spirit. It may be that we choose to say, never mind the traditions. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have to have oyster stew for breakfast on Christmas morning. You know, in fact, several people have told me wonderful stories about this past Thanksgiving and letting go of the tradition and how they chose to spend Thanksgiving instead. So what we want to do is see and notice what naturally wants to unfold. Yeah, that's still, we're still giving kids presents and we're still doing the things that are important, but we can't make it be like it always is or always was.
When you say let things unfold as they will or won't, there's a part of me that wants to scream, are you kidding me?
Okay. Okay. Please do. See, you're the voice of
unfold. No, I have got to plan it. I've got to orchestrate it. I've got to lead the parade. You know, it's all going to fall apart if I don't do it. What do we say to those people? Maybe me.
Well, okay. So, you know, my shipping stuff comes back up. So I ship packages to my daughter, Grace and Julian, up in Boston, and my stepdaughter and her husband, Ava and Andrew, in Memphis, my brother in Richmond, and about a half dozen other people. I controlled it completely, Casey. I made it as much like Christmas Day in those packages as I could. I mean, they are beautiful and well thought through. I've had my decorations going for months, and the card, everything that I could control was put into that box. Now, here comes my tears again. I have a lot of reason to doubt whether they're going to even get there by Christmas Day. And today is December 14th, and they're already gone. Packages I mailed last Monday, 6, aren't there. And the lovely rural post offices, but they're getting hung up in the cities, are smiling and saying, we can't guarantee. All of a sudden, it's out of my control. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, that beautiful Christmas that's in that box is completely out of my control. Now, do I shut up about it? No, poor Monty has heard me go, well, now let me tell you. So this morning, you know, I did what I can control, which was I wrote to USPS and I got on all the notifications and, you know, let me know when it's going to be delivered and let me know it has been delivered for 11 packages, which have multiple packages in the packages, okay? I mean, all of the Christmas is gone from here. And yet I have to accept it totally is out of my control. And so this is one of the things I've done is to notice when I take control. Now I have to laugh about it more because I have to notice that I have no control over it. I mean, like absolutely none. And now the last few days I reframed it. And I told myself it will be Christmas the day the package arrives.
I have a long history of having such terrible Christmases that I find Christmas in little doses wherever I can. You know, like today I started to decorate. That's my Christmas. I put on the music. That's my Christmas. I have to have as much Christmas before Christmas and after Christmas because the life that I come from, you never know what knew what was going to happen on Christmas Day. Somebody was going to blow.
Okay. Got it.
I usually had a flip out. So, and sometimes right. it was me. So,
to be fair yeah. about this.
So, no, I'm so afraid, like, who's going to blow on Christmas, that I make sure I have all my jolly and cheer somewhere before that, you know?
Do you see how you're taking care of you, though, yeah. in that? Do you see that you have been taken care of there? I mean, so that you have your jolly. Yeah. And yes, that's beautiful. It's not put in terms of, so I get all these things done in case it blows up. No, it's because I, Casey, have learned this is what helps me to have a beautiful holiday.
Right.
Or a better holiday or a good holiday. I mean, beautiful example.
I just find that the holidays are so anxiety ridden, expectation ridden. It's
yeah, high demand. High yeah, demand.
Pressure. I don't like pressure.
No, I hear you. And so, Casey, I think that's where you, holidays and you, not you, Casey, holidays and all of us, what can we do to manage the pressure? So, whether our listeners would agree with these types of things, I don't know. But I said to Monty already, and in case Grace or Ava, y'all are listening, you haven't heard me say this yet. I don't want to spend all Christmas Day on the phone or on Zoom with them. I want each of us in our own households to have opened most of our presents if we want to save one or two to open when we are on the phone together. But I don't want to spend extended hours on the phone either, because I would like to sit in my, you know, own space and just enjoy the taste of the food that I do have there, the colors and the tree and the company of my cat and my husband.
Right. That's good. That sounds healthy as well. You're gonna do what you need to do.
Yes. And I think that if we're choosing to set, here we are, but I'll use the word boundaries with family members, I'm available, you know, I think we ought to do it in advance. Mm-hmm. I think we ought to say, here's what I'm thinking, so that we all have a holiday that, you know, can work for each of us. You know, I'm thinking, let's talk in the afternoon, and, you know, that would work for us. Would that work for you? Oh, late morning would be better. Okay, well, let's see. But plan it in advance. And again, it's not set in stone, but we're trying to minimize the blow-ups that you're talking about that either do happen or that are felt but not overtly expressed in those homes. I think that we also have these expectations, and that's a great program word to throw of, and again, tears almost feel like they're in my eyes, because we, not only do we feel people have that expectation of us, but somewhere in me is some expectation or wish for that beautiful picture postcard experience right. as well. Us being mindful of our expectations is part of what would help as we start with number one, start with you.
And like my husband always says, expectations are resentments waiting to happen. And finally, so start with you, let things unfold as they will. And finally,
be present and grateful for what is. Be present. So it's really two things. One is really seeing that gift you have just opened. If you're in the presence of the person who gave it to you, really seeing them and acknowledging the moment. I mean, this is rich stuff. Really tasting the food, but I'm really actually inviting savor.
Savor. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I spoke this week to Christy Nelson, who has a new book out called Wake Up Grateful. You would love this book.
Okay, great. Yes.
I'll send you a copy.
Oh,
it's a holiday gift.
Thank you. I'm going to do that.
And she says there is no gratefulness without mindfulness.
Because we've missed the moment. We've missed the experience of the gift, the person, it's really sad to think that we work so hard to put a holiday together and we miss it.
Keep the focus on you. Watch your expectations. Be present. It's different this year. It just is. be nice to you. Our thought for the day is from Khalil Gibran, who said, kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers. Happy holidays. Shine on.